Boys, I was wondering if you wanted... Oh! Hi there, sweetie. Why are you all alone in here? Where is that son of mine? Oh, he really left you here alone to go to his girlfriend's house. That boy of mine, always chasing the ladies. Which one is it this time? He is just like my brother and how he was at his age. Gosh, it's still crazy for me to think I have a son who's 19. I'm sure your mum feels the same way. Oh, you know, it feels like it was only yesterday that you two were a couple of kids playing in my back garden, splashing around the little kiddie pool I used to get out for you, in your Pokemon swim trunks. You two were so adorable back then. Oh, no, sweetie, I didn't mean to imply that you're not adorable now. Of course you are. You know, you have grown into quite the strapping, handsome young man. Your mum must be so proud of you. Anyway, darling, since we're both alone right now, do you want to maybe do something together? Maybe? No, I don't mind at all, darling. We can just sit and chat for a while. I can pop the kettle on. I know I wouldn't mind the company. It gets a little lonely round here since the divorce. Plus, my only child is getting to the age where he's going to be moving out soon. He doesn't need his mummy anymore. And it doesn't leave me with too many people to talk to. You will? Oh, great. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Do you mind if I sit next to you? Thank you, darling. So, tell me about you. I know my son always chases after the girls, but you must do all right with them yourself. Oh, I'm sure you're just being modest, sweetie. Really? You've not had a girlfriend in 3 years. So, why? Have you not bothered in the last few years? You should try putting yourself back out there, darling. I am sure there are plenty of girls that would give their left arm for a chance to date a cutie like you. Does no one tickle your fancy? Oh, blushing, are we? So there is someone, sweetie. Go on, who is it? You can talk to me about this kind of stuff, sweetie. I don't mind. Yes, really. I mean, when it comes to wooing the ladies, who better to ask for advice than a lady? Okay, you don't have to tell me who it is, but maybe you could just describe her to me. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sweetie. Kind and caring, Smart. Funny, oh, that's a good one. A good cook. Wow, so far, sweetie, these are all very good qualities to look out for in a potential partner. Tell me, sweetie, is she pretty too? Oh my, that's quite the statement. She's the most beautiful woman you've ever met. Oh, well, I do say, sweetie, she sounds like a keeper. If I were you, I would ask her out now before someone else snatches her up and you miss your chance. There's a problem. Oh, what kind of problem, darling? Is she already seeing someone? Oh, no. So it's an older lady that's caught your attention, huh? How much older are we talking, though, darling? Mid-20s or something, I'm guessing. Oh, my age? Well, do you know how old I am, sweetie? I certainly wasn't expecting that. So, you like the older ladies, huh? No, that's absolutely fine, sweetie. I don't think you're weird for liking it. Everyone has their own personal preferences when it comes to who and what they find attractive. I know for sure I would find it very flattering if a young man such as yourself found me attractive. Not to mention, there are plenty of women out there who prefer younger guys like yourself. Especially when they're as handsome and kind and sweet as you are. Oh, sweetie, you don't have to blush like that. I'm only teasing you. So, seriously, darling, why haven't you made a move on this person? You clearly like them. Weird? Why would she find it weird, sweetie? Oh, you're friends with her son. Okay, yeah, I can see why that could be considered a bit of an obstacle, sweetie. I'm assuming that you don't want to ruin your friendship if things with his mum go badly. Okay, well, if you don't mind me saying, I think maybe the best thing you can do is talk to your friend first. I'm not saying he'll give you his blessing or anything like that. That's up to him. But it's worth letting him know if you feel that way about his mum. I think you boys call it the bro code. Oh, you already did. What did he say? Wow. Oh, that is really, really sweet of him. Sounds like you have a great friend. He really gave you his blessing to ask out his mum. Then, darling, I don't see anything holding you back. You should go for it. Worst case scenario, she says no. And if that happens, just accept and move on. Don't become one of those, what do you boys call them? Incels? Yeah, don't become one of those misogynistic incel people. Trust me, we ladies deal with guys like that all the time. Guys who pretend to be nice because they want certain things. Then, when they don't get what they want, they start showing their true colours. I actually had a guy throw so much verbal abuse at me just because I didn't put out after the first date, which, by the way, was miserable. He spent the whole time talking about how much money he makes and trying to convince me to invest in something called crypto. I thought I was justified in saying I didn't think it would work out, but I guess he felt differently. And there are a lot more like him out there. It gets pretty exhausting, I'll tell you that, sweetie. Oh, I know you wouldn't do anything like that, sweetie. Don't worry. I know you are actually a decent person. I don't think I've ever seen you raise your voice to anyone before. And you've always been so polite when you've been round here. I can see that you really respect women, and that counts for a lot, my darling. So, do you think you'll ask her out? Oh, that's great news. Oh, I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Okay, well, before you go do that, how about I go make us something to eat? You can't ask a girl out on an empty stomach. Huh? Sure, you can ask me one more thing, sweetie. What? Me? Oh, sweetie, you must be wrong. You're asking me out? Oh, sweetie. Oh, that's very sweet of you, but I don't know if that would be, what's the word I'm looking for? Appropriate. Yeah, let's go with appropriate. You're my son's best friend in the whole world. And darling, I've known you since you were 3 years old. Oh, gosh, was it me? Did I do something inappropriate or... Sweetie, I hope I didn't do anything that made you feel uncomfortable or unsafe or anything. No? Sweetie, are you sure? Because if I did, I need to be held accountable. Really? You're absolutely certain, darling. Oh, thank goodness. My heart almost stopped there, darling. So, How long have you felt this way? Oh, wow, that's quite a while, darling. Sweetie, are you sure that what you're feeling is actually a romantic attraction? Because maybe you just see me as another mother figure in your life. It's definitely romantic. How can you be so sure, sweetie? You keep picturing the two of us kissing. Oh my, yep. That is definitely attraction, my darling. So, you want to take me on a date? Oh my goodness, darling. That's a pretty big decision for me to make. Can I think about it, darling? What? Yes, darling, I think you are a very attractive, handsome young man. You've grown up so nicely and I'm so proud of you. And you're surprisingly mature for your age. Oh, sweetie, you shouldn't lean in so close. Sweetie. Wow. You're quite good at that, aren't you, darling? Oh, gosh, what am I doing? You know what, sweetie? I don't need to think about it. Yes, my darling, I will go on a date with you. Shall we say 8 o'clock? Gosh, darling, your mother is going to kill me if she finds out about this. Okay. Sweetie, you better go home and start getting ready. I hope you have something better in mind than just going to Burger King or something. Oh, really? You're taking me there? Wow, so fancy. How are you going to get a table there at such short notice? You're good friends with the owner's daughter. Well, colour me impressed, darling. Looks like I will need to bring my A game tonight. Okay. Sweetie. You are a really good kisser, but I need to start getting ready. So you need to go home. Yes, now. It's a lengthy process. But trust me, darling, it will be worth it. When you see me later tonight, your eyes are going to pop out of your head like a cartoon character. Okay, head home and I'll see you at 8. See you later, sweetie. Looks like I've gone and found myself a boy toy. On the bright side, at least I know that the guy I'm going on a date with is actually a great guy. And not some fake, rude sleaze bag with an agenda. I would kill for that kind of knowledge before every first date. Oh, if his mum finds out, she is going to... She is going to smack my cradle-snatching ass. Well, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, I guess. Better start getting ready. I want this to be a date that he will never, ever forget.